you'll need to bear with me while I try to explain some stuff.
He took another drink of his tea.
You know, I can still remember how you looked the first time I saw you. You had on a black shirt and fitted jeans. Your hair was a little longer than it is now, but it was your eyes that captured my attention. They held a wealth of sadness, but underneath it there was a spirited soul that called to me.
Given the soft way he was speaking, it took a second to register what he'd said. I froze with the mug halfway to my lips, my mouth hanging open. What did he mean that I'd called to him? But before I could gather my wits about me enough to question it, he'd already carried on as if he was oblivious to the fact that he was rocking my world.
I haven't talked about the way I spectacularly outed myself about what I was into on the day you first moved in. I've never hidden who I am, little man, not from anyone. But the daddy side of my nature kind of never came up because I've never found a boy I wanted enough to call my own. Not until you.
He exhaled so noisily as he finished talking that I had to go over it in my head twice before I could figure out the meaning behind his words. Until me. Had he really meant that? At least it answered the question of whether he'd ever had a boy before. If I believed him anyway, why wouldn't you? When has Isaac ever lied to you? Never. In all the time I'd spent with him, at home and at work, and hell, even before that, he'd never shown himself to be anything less than truthful. These revelations didn't leave me anywhere to hide, though. Had I always known he felt this way? I wanted to shake it off as absurd, but memories of how I'd always felt around him started to surface. Memories that I couldn't disregard that easily. Had my heart known all along and I'd ignored it? Had those inner tremblings been my heart's way of showing me what I wanted? Had I used my stupid infatuation with Carl to shield my heart?